Today's show is about continuing the legacy of those who were killed for their speech, their language, their words, articulated a different vision of the future from what power intends. I've been concerned in expressing that often, that we've left the defining of the future to them that want it, and they want it bad. They, in fact, have already set in place its lines. And I'm asking, are we really just along for the ride? The voices of these killed, I'm speaking particularly about Martin, Malcolm, and Bob Marley, although that's just obviously the tip of the iceberg. Their voices expressed essential truth, and I believe power rushed to shut them down before the spark, their spark, flamed our willingness to carry it on. I believe they fell solely so that we might see it, see that spark, which means if enough of us but say what they were saying when they died, that is enough to rush the tide to shore and wash away the castles built on shame and endless pain, and wash away as well our disabling complicity. It only takes a few to open the hearts of the many. A few who speak the words of global fellowship of Malcolm, Martin, Bob, and so many countless others we don't know, killed quietly behind scenes for daring to believe in a future in which we all live free. It only takes a few to say that a system, no matter how elaborate and pounded into each unknowing soul, a system founded on a deep belief in scarcity was founded wrong. Abundance is the truth, especially as our ability to help each other is a global reality now. And we must begin again on that premise. We are living in a social world designed by folks obsessed with loss, based in the scarcity myth, folks convinced there's not enough. But the primary loss they fear, I think, is recognition that no one will see them or believe in their supremacy, alleged supremacy. And so they lust for power, as Bentham did, to craft a world which lent safety to their hopes, to freeze in place relationships of class that left their supremacy intact.